Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day. We give God all the glory. For our meditation today, let me take you to the verse of 2 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 13. David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." You know, my dear brothers and sisters, God sent the prophet Nathan to confront King David over his affair with Bathsheba. As a king, David had the power to have Nathan put to death, but he did not. The Bible records he humbled himself, received correction, repented, and was restored to his throne and God's favor. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? The big question that we have today is, can you be corrected? Can I be corrected? Do we receive that correction fairly? God may send prophets on our way. God may send pastors on our way. God may send our own spouses or our brothers and sisters our way. But do we take that correction in our heart and in our life? The Bible records in the same scripture, "Then Nathan said to David, God has also forgiven you your sin and you shall not die." In the same scripture of verse 13. So my question to us is, can we be corrected? If you can be corrected, your future is bright and your potential is great. But you must be discerning. Not all correction is constructive and therefore does not have to be accepted. Someone may desire to tear you down, diminish your self-esteem, or manipulate you into accepting their way of thinking. So you must make it a habit to analyze the motives of the person. Very, very important. Who is correcting you? Ask yourself these questions. Number one. In the past, has this person shown a genuine concern for my personal well-being and development? Number two, what does he or she gain personally if I accomplish the behavior they are recommending? What do I gain? What do I lose? Number three, is their attitude one of kindness or am I feeling attacked and demeaned? So be careful. Don't confuse a person's irritation over your behavior as a personal attack. Number four, after they criticize me, do I feel like a hopeless failure or do they communicate faith in my capacity to change? Very important question. Number five, are they dedicated to sticking with me through the change? The Bible says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, and the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Proverbs 27:6. Since God loves you enough to send people into your life to correct you, receive them because they have your best interests at heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God for Nathan's. Praise God for people whom God sent into your life, into my life to correct us, to because they care about us. So we give God the glory for them. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we give you the praise and thanks. And Lord, we honor you today because you are an awesome God. You love us dearly to such an extent that you send prophets and pastors and brothers and sisters who love us with the love of Christ, who, O Lord, are interested in our well-being, O Lord, who are interested that we will optimize the potential that you have put in us. And Lord, I pray that you will, Lord, we thank you for them. I pray, Lord, you'll give us a teachable heart, a teachable mind, that, Lord, we'll be willing to receive correction, we'll be willing to receive instruction in the name of Jesus. That's what I pray. Give us that attitude. And we thank you for that. Today, Lord, I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out into the jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory upon them. Keep them from the evil one. Enlarge their territory. Increase their borders. And Father, bless them abundantly. I pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health conditions, oh Father God. Lord, I take authority over every spirit of infirmity. I cast it out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we know that by your wounds and by your stripes, your people are healed and made whole. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we adore you, we give you the praise and glory and honor and dominion and power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.